Yep, well, it's turned into a square. Yep, I think we've got something now. Hooray! Yep, well, we're getting a sort of bell curve and things like that. And it's... Yes, my name is Jane Ann Liston. I'm one of the local councillors for St Andrews on Fife Council. It's not absolutely clear which services are going to be under could be under threat, though things like English for speakers of other languages got mentioned, and possibly adult basic education, because if they're going to if when they close the St Mary's Place, it might be a bit of a quart going into a pint pot when they try and put them elsewhere in the town. And things like clean and green, that's very serious if we were going to, if that was going to be moved. This has come from, it's come from Fife Council, from Assets Management, I think the service is called, and they are rationalising the buildings, and that's fair enough. We've known for a while they've been looking at St Mary's Place, but the understanding was that they were going to reconfigure St Andrew's Town Hall and possibly also use the library so that they could still be delivering the services in St Andrew's. Now it appears that the closure of St Mary's Place is going ahead anyway, and they're not particularly... concerned about, so it would seem, about linking it with reconfiguring the other facilities in town so we can still deliver the services. Well, it's got registration. Of course, they've already stopped marriage registration and said so that most people getting married in St Andrews now have to make an extra trip to Cooper just the day before the wedding to pick up their papers. They still do birth and death registration in St Mary's Place. They've said they could do marriage to an extent, but they're not going to. As I said, Clean and Green is based in there, and they've been doing some wonderful work keeping the town tidy. It's not just the council services, but there are other people that are using, for example, the town hall. What's going to happen to Fife Contemporary? That was once upon a time, that was the Crawford Arts Centre. Now that's become Fife Contemporary Arts, and they're in the town hall. They have exhibitions down in the foyer, and obviously they're going to be a little bit concerned about where they stand. Where are they going to get moved to? It would be quite wrong if St Andrews was going to lose that. Well, it could mean more cars on the road, as most people would probably take a car. There are buses between St Andrews and Cooper, but you're talking about a nearly 20-mile round trip there and back. And if you don't have a car, as I said, it's the bus. But remember, St Andrews quite often is offering services not just to people in St Andrews, but the East Nook. And if you're going to travel from the East Nook to Cooper, that's two buses. There is no direct bus. And that, therefore, is becoming very inconvenient. And as I said, that could end up with more cars on the road. And I did think that Fife Council was trying to make it easy not to use cars and use alternatives. But I'm afraid they may be saying that, but they're not doing it. I think St Andrews feels that it is losing out on things. There's also the services up at the hospital. The out of hours service isn't available over isn't available overnight, and the proposal seems to be that after six and at weekends it won't be available. And in fact, there's even talk about the minor injuries unit not being available at these times either, which means people from St Andrews have to travel to Kirkcaldy or Dundee to access this. And just adding to the removal of, first of all, the marriage registration, and now possibly some others, you know, what else? You know, what is being left here? This is the biggest town in northeast Fife. It's the fourth biggest town in Fife. It's a centre. If you look at the map, you can see how all the roads sort of converge on St Andrews. It is ludicrous to be suggesting that St Andrews should just lose its services and not become a place where you go and get things done, and all have to go to Cooper instead. It's as bad as the Banks, and we're we've been, including Fife Council, complaining, and rightly so, about the fact the Banks are closing branches and expecting people to travel all over the place, and it would now appear that Fife Council's doing the same. I don't think so. You did mention the train there, and I suppose that was an opening. We are working on that, but that's not going to happen tomorrow, obviously. I think St Andrews just feels that people down in the west of Fife, in the centre of Fife, don't understand or won't understand what the situation is. That we're not all wealthy. We can't all afford to be speeding about in cars or don't require the sort of services that councils provide. So we do feel we're losing out. You might remember that when Fife Council came into being, there was actually a campaign to have more than one council in Fife, possibly an East Fife and a West Fife council, and I think possibly people will be thinking it would have been better if there was a smaller council which was more responsive to the needs of this area.